Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm on the Twitter machine. Dave's on the Twitter machine. Follow Dave at Dave_Harrigan. Follow me at Chad Hartman Show. I'm on the Instagram. Over the weekend, I had two fantastic pictures of Charlie. One, Hunter and Charlie, and a photo of my father over the shoulder. You can check that out. And then last night, Charlie and Gates looking up trying to get food. Two English Springer Spaniels. One's 14, that's Charlie. One's Gates, and he's 10 months. So give us a follow on the Instagram, Chad Hartman Show. So I'm on X, and you want to block me, you want to mute me, you want to criticize me. You get to do it, then I get to react. But what I think is incredibly fraudulent is if you follow me and rip me and just delusional again, like I'm getting my marching orders from George Soros. I've worked for how many different companies have owned CCO since I've been here? 4 or 5? Fan switched over 7, 8 times. I never once have been told by ownership, GM, program director, anyway, you have to say this. Not once. But let's go to the weak thing, like, it's Soros. I've never really said I'm not a big George Soros supporter. I think it's pretty clear politically George is way more left than I am. But I love it if you follow me, but then I want to respond and you block me. Courage. Just big time courage. Okay, what do we think? Target, like so many other companies, either they agree with it or they're fearful of the 47th president of the United States with DEI. I talked about this with Adam. Adam in a great interview, too. Podcast his interview with Andy Otto, the Twin Cities Pride executive director. You can get that on the Adam and Jordana Show if you podcast it, about the decision. And I talked about it with Adam, and he nailed it, too. And listen, Norm cited it. Right now, Republicans, CRT, DEI, they're the worst, according to Republicans. Some examples of DEI and CRT have been excessive. I agree. But turning everything of diversity, equity, and inclusion into, oh my God, it's the devil, is such a buzzword. And it works, Dave, it works. Nuance, dead. DEI is the worst. So, Target, we're done. We're done with DEI. So, Twin Cities Pride, not happy, said their decision to end it was the breaking point that pushed festival organizers to cut ties with Target. Target with Pride, by the way, about 500,000 people are a part of it in Minneapolis, by the way. A very liberal city, okay, and plenty of Target customers are liberals and going to Targets all across the country, just like conservatives too. But we do see more rallies in cities that fit the politics, much like you see it in conservative cities, and fine. That's your choice to live where you want to live and attend whatever rally you want to attend. That's fine. Unless it's so offensive, then some of us will jump in. But a Twin Cities Pride Festival is not offensive. So they've decided they're not going to take the money. Part of what Otto said in a trip store. And again, it's a great interview with Adam. Target executives have always been supportive. Hear me out. And the impact their choice made on our community. But unfortunately, a time where it's been a really rough week for community, given everything that's come down from the new administration, that was kind of the straw that broke the back. I think they're making a mistake, Dave. And I think they should continue to take the cash from Target and encourage Target to come out and see, and maybe things, there'll be some things they don't like. But mainly they're just going to see everyday citizens who happen to be LGBTQ and want equal treatment. Now, when Adam asked the executive director about it, he said, we did that before because remember there was a big controversy a couple years ago. Did Target go too far in what supporters of Pride put up in certain Targets? First of all, it's very limited. I think a lot was overblown. Some, I think you could make an argument. But others acted like, Dave, oh, it was in every store. It was all over the place. And you were harassing children into staring at it, looking at it. And then all of a sudden, magically, Dave, before you left the store at Target, guess what? You were LGBTQ.
Yeah, they took out the toys, electronics, household goods. It was just all LGBTQ merch.
That's it. That's it. No toothpaste. No deodorant.
Nope.
No grapes. Just all a big watch, and they hypnotized you. I think Pride should take the cash and continue to show Target they should be a part of it. But I get an organization saying, I thought you were with us, and you're not. I would rather, and I'm not sure I can always do this if I'm in the middle of it. I'm just being honest. I hope I do more often than not. More often than not, I want to bring you in until some level of egregiousness. And I know there are a lot of individuals who feel like DEI has helped them out a great deal. Because a lot of DEI just think of as equal opportunities. Everybody should have an opportunity for the same jobs. And yes, we've had a debate for years in our country about various forms of what, in some of these cases, viewed of affirmative action. Because for decades and decades and decades, white males had an enormous advantage. And it's a lot better now, Dave, but how many studies do we all have to read where women in pay, not close, opportunities for people of color versus whites, still not there. Now, that's not every business. I'm not hinting at that in any way. And I get the point, because it's complex. I get the point where if someone walks in and they're notably significantly more qualified than another person, but you're trying to show more of a reflection of America and you lose out for a job, it's frustrating because you can say, well, I had nothing to do with sexism or racism or other oppression, but we're not there yet. And how we navigate those lines isn't easy. I get it. Because how will we ever know when we're there? Well, we'll have studies. And should someone who's 25, 35, 18, should they be punished for what happened decades and decades before on something that they abhor? So there's a lot of complexity to it. And I got to be honest, Target. Dave, Target might be saying, well, we'd like to be a part of it. Do you think in this Trump era right now, they didn't mind what Twin Cities Pride said?
Can't remove that from all the possibilities. Save a few bucks and... perhaps save a little heat from the right side of things?
Yep. Boycotts. Most boycotts don't work. And nobody's calling for a boycott right now, but that's what comes up a lot. Like Bud Light, that was the rare one that worked, right? Yes. Do I see others either side going to boycotts? I don't know. Let's see what the commander in chief has to say about that. Couldn't you see him, considering the power he likes to use in negotiating? Couldn't you see him going after a business that still has DEI and roasting them on a regular basis, whether on Twitter or True Social, that it basically becomes a boycott?
Well, it'll be interesting if that happens. I mean, Costco's probably been the number one that's spoken up loudly and said, we see everybody going away from DEI, but not here. We're leaning hard into it.
Yep. Because that's obviously an enormous business.
People and love their Costco.
Oh, yeah. Just was there the other day. What do you want to say about all this that we've raised so far? Well, before we take the break, what's your read? More on your read of Pride making this decision. And for me personally, understanding it is complex. It is complicated. And for individuals who've been hit by all sides of it, it's not easy. There's no doubt. It is not easy. But I think Pride should have included Target to try to continue to show them these are everyday citizens. These are your customers. You should still be a part of this event.
Yeah, I heard the interview too. And as you said, podcast, it was very well done from Adam. And I thought very well thought out by Andy Otto, just as far as
I agree.
His points were, look, we don't appreciate what they've done. We've heard from the community. They don't appreciate what they've done. And I think he said there was 50,000 that Target was a sponsor for last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure that hurts financially. I'm sure they also know that even if they can only recoup half of that, a quarter of that from other sponsors, for however they figure they can do it, they'll be fine for at least a year. You know, I'm not going to rip them for calling out Target and say, no, this isn't good enough for us. You've got to do better in our mind. And I thought Andy was very good in saying, look, this isn't like a we're done with Target forever thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can continue to talk about it. They can hear us. We can hear them. And, you know, maybe even in a couple months, they'll say we've come to an agreement. We've talked things out. Maybe it'll take a year, maybe a couple years. And in not shutting the door at all and not even giving the impression to me, at least as a listener, that they were saying, Target, you're done, you know, dead to us, lose our number kind of thing. It was just, no, at least for now, we think Target can do better. And I don't think that was a outlandish thing to say at all.
I think you characterized the conversation very well. In particular, if people expected, you know, anger or pointed threats, none of that took place. Now, what happens residually from other people who don't provide some of the nuance that Andy brought, I don't know. And I get that we've had organizations who are representing groups all across the globe who feel like, wait, you know, you aren't reflecting what we thought you have for years. They've been a part of this for almost 20 years. So we're going to step away. I just felt like in this one, maybe more exposure might be the better way to bring them back. But your point on, I mean, we're sitting here in January. We got months and months before Pride Festival. Would either one of us be shocked if an agreement is reached at some level? No. I think that's pretty clear. What do people want to say? Do you want to call? Do you want to text? Either way, you know how to track us down. 651-461-9226. Among the text on the Target Twin Cities Pride decision, debate, positioning, reading your text, it's 651-461-9226. I love Target. But I'll do what I can to not go there. I have minority kids and kids part of the LGBTQ community. Another one talks about on the fence, very much support the community, but I don't think a business necessarily needs to advertise. And it gets into employees and safe places. It's, I don't know why these texts are not the way. It's just a little bit more complex in reading it because it bounces all over the place. Because there's a few other texts on this, Dave, on businesses and getting involved in any particular group, organization, and should they always just stay out? I don't think so. Businesses should play a role. And I know charitable endeavors, illnesses related, is a lot easier. But do you think businesses should just completely step away to avoid the controversy? Because it's now becoming more and more controversial if you're involved in anything at this point.
Yeah, it's probably too hard to step away at this point because, you know, anybody who's anybody can do a little research. And even if you're not public about it, they can find out where you have money going if you're the business owner.
More text. Openly gay male. Middle-aged man here. Twin Cities Pride let Target off the hook by booting them from Pride. If I'm one of the other local LGBTQ organizations, cities, I'm calling Target today to offer up a sponsorship deal. Philanthropic endeavors are competitive. I think that's a good call, right? Someone's suggesting that Shaletta is calling for a boycott. Is she calling for a boycott? I didn't spot that.
I haven't seen that, but I'll have to look.
How does this benefit Target? Organizations feel like they're trying to reach out to all parts of the areas where they're involved in commerce. And some businesses decide to get involved with groups who they feel like they haven't been treated equally. This has been going on forever. I hope it does not end, but going back to our just previous conversation, when you have an administration like the Trump administration, which is so out front on this particular topic, that's playing a huge part of why a lot of these businesses are stepping away. So it won't surprise me if more businesses end up not being involved. And to some level, I think that's disheartening. Next hour, two excellent guests. 50 million people, 60 million people watched the NFL games yesterday. So Chip Scoggins is with us, making his regular appearance. And then the chief of police for the city of Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, at 2:35 here on CCO.